ग्लानिर्भवति भारत। अद्युतानं धर्मशान तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता। धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भवामि युगे युगे, शम्भवामि युगे युगे। हरेर नाम हरेर नाम हरेर नाम केवलम्। कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्नथा।
Good morning and welcome to our weekly Krishna Conscious Radio Show. Wishing you a very happy and prosperous day. We invite you all to visit the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Revived Highway, also known as Highway 28. The prayers there in the temple starts every morning from 4:30 with Mangal Aarti. Then there is Lord's Singar Aarti at 7 o'clock and the Darshan is closed from 1 to 4 p.m. after the midday Bhoga Aarti. The Darshan then reopens at 4 p.m. followed by Sandhya Aarti at 7 and the temple closes for the day with the evening Aarti at 9 p.m. Every Sunday there is a special public program called Sunday Love Feast, which starts with Kirt at 12 o'clock. The midday Aarti of their lordships is held at 12:30 and from 1 o'clock there is a discourse based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, after which we practice Japa meditation for a while, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the program ends with a love feast at 2:30. All of you, along with you, family and friends, please come along and visit their lordship Sri Radha Giridhari, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and Gauri Nitai and get their blessings by listening to their holy teachings and honoring Mahaprasad, and get yourself and your friends blessed. Also, we would like to remind you that next Ekadasi falls on Friday the 19th of this month, and remember, on Ekadasis, we refrain from eating grains and lentils. This Wednesday, we will be celebrating Ram Navami, the appearance day of Lord Ramchandra. Normally, it's celebrated during the day, but we at the Hare Krishna Temple will be celebrating in the evening for convenience of people working during the daytime. And the program starts at 6 p.m. Please join us. And today I shall speak on the significance of Ram Navami. Lord Krishna appears at Ramchandra to attract our hearts to our natural state of spiritual consciousness, which is unconditional, unmotivated, loving service. He killed many demons to establish the principles of Dharma, righteousness. He performed pastimes to attract our hearts and the conditioned souls from this world, away from the distractions, the egoism, the selfishness, the greed that creates suffering. Lord Ramchandra revealed to us in this world that the eternal blissful pastimes of this spiritual world, which is filled with intimate pure love and exchanges. Lord Ram appeared as son of Dasharatha, to reveal through his example, the examples of his devotees, how to live an ideal life in pursuit of true spiritual happiness. The very name Ram means reservoir of all pleasure. The whole purpose of the Vedic literature is to teach everyone to be happy. But unfortunately, we are looking for our happiness in the temporary, flickering, limited experiences. We have forgotten we are eternal spirit souls beyond birth and death. We have also forgotten that there is joy, total bliss, no birth, death, disease, and old age. Lord Ram taught us through his examples how to respect, honor, and love each other, the fellow beings. Not only human beings, but all that the Lord created. Lord Ramchandra taught us the path of happiness, not only in good times, but at times of crisis, of incredible challenge. Although he is the supreme absolute truth, was the knower of the past, present, and future, the author of all knowledge of the Vedas and the supreme goal of all the knowledge of the Vedas, Lord Ram set an example as a human being. He acted as a humble servant of his guru, Vishwamritra. He would bring firewood, bring water, bring herbs, roots, massage the guru's feet, things that anyone could do. He found greatest joy in serving his devotees and teaching us how to find joy in serving a devotee. Every day Ramchandra would sit for hours to hear from his guru and inquire about the purpose of life, about the lives of great saints, and about how one can deal with every situation in life and make spiritual progress. Lord Ramchandra, after receiving the blessings and permission of his guru, he lifted the great bow of Lord Shiva, and thus he attained Sita and his married wife. What a celebration there was in Mithila, the marriage of Sita and Ram. When they returned to Ayodhya, everything was full of joy. It was a festival day. Dasarath Maharaj, Kaushalya, Sumitra, Kaikeyi, and other royal family members, and the whole citizens of Ayodhya were happy. The whole kingdom was happy. Everyone fell in love with Sita, and they were longing for the day when Ram and Sita would become the king and queen. But then, the very night before the coronation of Ram as the next king, what happens was inconceivable. Kaikeyi, who was Ram's beloved stepmother, he loved Ram like her own son. Ram went to Prayag, a holy place, and there he met Bhardwaj Muni and inquired, "What should I do? Where is the best place for me to stay?" Upon Bhardwaj Muni's advice, Ram went to the holy forest of Chitrakoot at the banks of the Mandakini River. Why? Because there he could be in the association of pure-hearted devotees of the Lord, people who had no motivation for anything except for loving service of the Lord. In the beautiful forest of Chitrakoot, Sita, Ram and Lakshman would sit at the feet of the saints and hear from them. He would inquire from them. When Ram heard the news from Bharat that his beloved father Dasarath had passed away from the world in intense loving separation from Sita and Ram, Ram showed the example of a loving son. He was beside himself with grief. He cried. He was attentive to help to liberate the very soul of his father. At the Mandakini Sarovar, Lord Ramchandra performed the last rites of King Dasarath, his father. We are not these bodies, but the body is a vehicle in which the eternal soul can interact with other people in this world. It's a facility to engage in devotional service with this body and mind, thus liberate by awakening the natural state of consciousness of the soul. To establish the principle of adherence to Dharma, truthfulness, and for performing pastimes in the service of all living beings in this world, Lord Ram remained in Chitrakoot. For the next 14 years, Ram, Lakshman and Sita had no communication with anybody of their family. They were in exile. Later in Nasik, Ram took the blessings of many saints and received many gifts of knowledge and mantras from them. And it was there his beloved eternal consort Sita was stolen by Ravan. Ram searched the forest with Lakshman. He walked thousands of miles searching for Sita, crying for Sita. He never even considered giving up his purpose of rescuing Sita. On the way, there was a very old bird. He tried to fight Ravana to rescue Sita, but was defeated. Lying there bleeding, but waiting for Ram to pass the information that Ravan had kidnapped Sita, Lord Ram showed the nature of God's love. Ram held Jatayu's head in his lap. He caressed the body of the bird Jatayu. He spoke the sweetest words of affection to give peace and love to the mind of Jatayu. And he promised that on this very day I will send you to the spiritual world. Jatayu departed, chanting the name of Ram and gazing into the beautiful face of Lord Sri Ram. Ram cried, "Here our bird endured so much pain and gave up his life to save Ram." Ram felt such indebtedness to him and performed his last rites to send him to the spiritual world. How the Lord respected and honored the physical body of his devotee and showed the purest, most ecstatic exchange of his spiritual love with his devotee. Lord Ramchandra was the ideal king. He was the ideal disciple and ideal son, the ideal brother and the ideal husband, the ideal friend. And he demonstrated at times of crisis. Because it's the nature of this world, it's something we all have to adjust ourselves to respond to crisis. And the Lord endured them himself to show us the way we all should behave in times of crisis. Everything in this world is temporary. There is an inevitable beginning and birth and death, honor and dishonor, pleasure and pain, success and failure, birth, old age, disease, and death are inevitable. The scriptures tell us the miseries are caused by our own bodies and minds. The misery is caused by natural disturbances, and misery is caused by other living beings are always there. And to whatever extent things are going our way and times are happy, like Ram, who is living so beautifully in Ayodhya, but he taught us how at any moment things could change. At any moment we have to adjust ourselves with the adjustments that Ram made. He was always seeking the association of great devotees of the Lord, saints who, through their knowledge, through example, through their blessings, could uplift him. And he was always determined to try to perform his duty, service of his gurus and others. He was the reservoir of all love, reservoir of all pleasure. The ultimate origin of all love is also the supreme object of all of us, and showed it by his examples. Ram Navami is a beautiful time for us, for all of us to meditate, contemplate, hear, chant his names, narrate the wonderful pastime, the wonderful lessons and examples of Lord Ramchandra. These are opportunities to make great spiritual progress, to understand how humble and vulnerable we truly are, and to make shelter from our hearts with our body, our minds, and our very souls to take shelter of Lord Ram, following in the footsteps of the great Dasarath Maharaj, who Hanuman, Sugriv, Sita, Lakshman, Bharat, and all the great devotees mentioned in Ramayana. They were willing to do anything and everything, even endured all times of difficulties to give pleasure to Lord Ram. Lord Ram appeared and performed these pastimes many millions of years ago, but he is still performing those same pastimes in our hearts today. It is a time to truly reevaluate what is our purpose, what is our goals, to kind of press the reset button of our values and life. It is time to understand the truth that's always been there, how vulnerable we are and how we need to take shelter of the Lord. And the Lord taught us by his own example as Lord Ram. And we find their shelter in the association of those who love him by sharing with one another, by saving one another, by hearing and by chanting, by cultivating our own internal sadhana. We should celebrate Ram Navami in Krishna consciousness or Ram consciousness among devotees in the most beautiful way. Lord Ram personifies the characteristics of an ideal person. Ram is considered Maryada Purushottam, or the best of upholders of Dharma. He had within him all the desired virtues that any individual would seek to aspire and fulfill all his moral obligations. Ram's story had a major socio-cultural and inspirational influence across India and Southeast Asia. Few works of literature produced in any place at any time have been as popular, influential, imitated, and successful as a great and ancient Sanskrit poem, the Valmiki Ramayana. Its influence has ranged from being a framework for personal self-analysis to cultural festivals and community entertainment. His life stories have inspired paintings, films, sculptures, puppet shows, novels, poems, TV serials, and plays. In 2008, UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, declared the Ramlila Festival, the pastimes of Lord Ram, as one of the intangible cultural heritages of humanity. Ramayana presents the teachings of ancient Hindu sages in narrative form. The characters Ram, Sita, Lakshman, Bharat, Hanuman and Ravan are all fundamental to the cultural consciousness of the South Asian nations of India, Nepal, Sri Lanka and the Southeast Asian countries and wherever Indians migrated. There are many versions of Ramayana in Indian languages besides Buddhist, Sikh and Jain adaptations, as well as Cambodian, Indonesian, Filipino, Thai, Lao, Burmese and Malay versions. Outside of India, Ram temples have been built in countries wherever Hindus migrated. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, as of 2008, ISKCON has Ram Darbar not only in India but also in New Jersey, Seattle, Brazil and Bhaktivedanta Manor. Valmiki Muni asked his teacher Narad Muni, who is a hero? He further clarified, is there a person in this world who is full of good virtues and is at the same time powerful, grateful, truthful, determined and also compassionate? Is there a person who displays exemplary conduct, passionately wishes and works for the good of all, is wise, competent beyond doubt and good looking? Is there a person who is self-satisfied, who has control over his anger, whose beauty casts a spell over everyone, who is free from envy and whose courage never fails him? Valmiki wanted to know if there existed a man who possessed all the above 24 virtues. Narad Muni told Valmiki, "Yes, there is one person, Lord Ram, who possesses all 24 qualities simultaneously and infinitely. Festival days such as Ram Navami are a prime opportunity for spiritual advancement and purification." Srila Prabhupada in a Ram Navami lecture in Hawaii on 27 March 1969 stated, "There is no difference between his form, his name, his pastimes, and himself. He is absolute. Therefore, either you chant the holy name of Ram, or you see the deity of Ram, or you talk of his pastimes, transcendental pastimes, everything that means you are associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So we take advantage of these days when the incarnation of God appears or disappears, and we try to associate with him. By his association, we become purified. Our process is purification. Krishna consciousness means simply we are purifying our consciousness. Lord Ram sets the examples of a perfect king, husband, son, friend, and master. Without complaint, Lord Ram obeyed his father's command to abdicate the throne on the day of his coronation and go to live in the forest in exile for 14 years. He was always dutiful in every way. Once on the throne, he acted as an ideal king, and due to his good governance, everyone experienced happiness. When Ravana was killed, the demons, the Rakshas, were weeping, crying, angry, and the monkey soldiers were dancing in ecstasy. When Vibhishan went up to Ravana, he got on his knees in front of Ravana's bloody body and cried incessantly. He was speaking to his brother, "You have so many good qualities. You have so much of good fortune. You were so victorious in every way. Why did you give in to lust? Why didn't you listen to me? Now look, the whole dynasty is finished. Your family is destroyed." And he cried so disappointedly. Then Lord Ram told Vibhishan, "You should perform the last rites to your brother to liberate his soul." Vibhishan had a hard time with that instruction. "He stole Sita from you. He did so many horrible things that caused so much pain to so many people. This is hard for me to do. Performing last rites is basically worshipping the person." Ram told him that the soul is pure. The soul is all good. It was only his body and mind that was corrupt and sinful. Now his soul is separated from his body. You should liberate his soul and perform their last rites. Ram told Vibhishan to forgive his brother for everything. In fact, Ram said, "Because you are my intimate brother and he is your brother, he is my intimate brother too. Whatever reason we had for a quarrel is finished. So offer him your love. We should reject the disease, not the diseased. There is no impediment." Lord Ram stages things to give credit to his devotees. And even when he did something, he staged it in such a way that it was due to the blessings of his devotees. This is a very important lesson, because what keeps us in this world is our very deep-rooted tendency to take credit for what we do, to take credit for what we don't do, and to blame others for what we do wrong. This is ahankar. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasah. Ahankar vimur atma Shartaham iti manyate, that the bewildered soul under the illusion of false ego thinks him or herself to be the doer of activities.
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patit Pavan Sita Ram Sita Ram प्यारे तू
Oh, Lord, yeah.